Hey everyone, welcome to Bible Verse Breakdown. I am Oweto Onomorin, and in this video, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 6, verse 22, where Jesus Christ stated, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake." You know, the life of a Christian is not easy. It's full of tribulation and persecution. Someone like St. Paul knew this very well, which is why he stated, "All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." The reason why he said this is because when God Almighty has shown grace to you, he's blessed you, given you wisdom, knowledge, understanding, there are always those people who envy you. They just hate the fact that you are better than them. The fact that you can preach better than them. The fact that you have more faith than them. The fact that God is with you and not with them. And instead of coming to you, asking you for knowledge, humbly coming to you for assistance, instead, they're looking around, looking for ways to get at you in any way possible. If you think this doesn't make sense, just look at someone like David. God Almighty was clearly with David with the battles he was fighting. Yet there are people like King Saul, always looking in the wilderness of Ziph, in the wilderness of Engedi, looking for places to kill him, going all around, chasing him up and down. And David never had peace. And if you read Psalms chapter 35 from verses 19 to 21, he described this, where he prayed to God saying, "Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it." That's what many people are doing. They're looking for where they can poke at you, where they can expose you. They don't want you to succeed. Look at the life of Jesus Christ. It was filled with that. His brothers didn't believe in him, according to John chapter 7, from verses 1 to 5. And the Pharisees, who believed in the same doctrines or scrolls that Jesus Christ was using to teach, they were always tempting him, like in Matthew chapter 16. And that's what the Sadducees did in Luke chapter 20. They were looking for ways to expose him. And because the Pharisees owns the platform, they owned the scrolls, they owned the schools, they owned the whole Jewish enterprise, people feared to really go against them. If you read John chapter 9, the parents of the blind man that was healed feared their son being thrown out of the synagogue. So they were like, "Well, he was born blind, but we do not know whence he got his sight." So they were pretending to not know because they feared the Pharisees. They feared persecution. They feared excommunication. They feared being excluded. But if we want to do the will of God, we have to take persecution on. We have to enjoy, you know, and rejoice because people are, you know, going against us because God Almighty is with us. If you read 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 14, St. Peter made it clear that we shouldn't see persecution as a strange thing, you know, when people are hating us because we're doing God's will. We shouldn't say, "Oh, maybe it's because God isn't with me." No, that means God is with us. And in the very next verse, if you read Luke chapter 6, verse 23, Jesus Christ said we should rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for our reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. If you look at people like Jeremiah, they were thrown into a well. Or people like Micaiah, they were thrown in prison. In Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 1 to 13. And 1 Kings chapter 22, respectively. They were persecuted heavily just because they did the will of God. But we shouldn't be carried away when being persecuted. Or when people are telling us, "Oh, you are not a child of God because you don't worship God the way we think worshiping God is possible." They may be the elders of a church. They may be your friends. They may be your family members, according to Matthew chapter 10, verse 36. But we shouldn't be discouraged by what they tell us because God Almighty will vindicate his children. If you read Isaiah chapter 66, verse 5, God Almighty promised his children that. That was where he stated, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren hated you and casted you out for my name's sake and said, Let the Lord be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy and they shall be ashamed. And that is where I'm going to stop on discussing that verse, Luke chapter 6, verse 22, where Jesus Christ stated, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Have a great day, and God bless you.
Oh, one more thing. If you guys liked what you heard, feel free to share a voice message at https://anchor.fm/versebreakdown/message. Once again, that's https://anchor.fm/versebreakdown/message. Hope to see you there.